Hello, 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 and welcome to the Expansive Podcast. My name is John Sarnay. I'm an author, a keynote speaker, and a futures strategist. I'm joined by my co-host, Eric Kruger, who's an executive coach, an author, and a speaker. We release a new episode every week where you can join us as we challenge the status quo, banter about life, and expand our perceptions of what is possible. And today, please, can we get a drum roll?
Yes.
It is our 100th episode, something that we've been aiming at for the last 99 episodes, to be exact. We have listeners tuning in from South Africa, the US, the United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, from Germany, from Mauritius, from Oman. And if you're joining us from some far-flung country around the world, welcome to it. We really enjoy having you all of us with us. And if you're joining us on this journey for the first time, though, make sure to smash the subscribe and follow button, and we'll make sure to update you with every new show that we release. Eric, how are you doing, brother man?
Dude, number 100.
Yes, yes. Is that how you do it?
That is what today is all about. Sure, like what a milestone, and it's so exciting to be here, to think that we've sat down and we've done this 100 times. It's incredible to me. Like, I'm so proud of us, to be honest.
Yes, yes. I know you've been messaging me on WhatsApp, like congratulating us.
Yeah.
Well done to us, exclamation marks to us. We the best. I mean, it reminds me of that Snoop Dogg speech. He's like, I'd just like to thank myself for all the hard work.
Exactly. Yeah, but listen, apart from that, things are going really well. I launched my leadership manual today.
Congratulations.
That's been like 2 months in the making.
Yes, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. And I can finally announce that SASFIN came on board as a collaborator, as a partner with the leadership manual. And like, so that's really exciting for me, because the previous leadership manual was just me essentially sending that to my clients. And now I have a big brand that's helping me to really reach thousands of leaders with this manual. And it took 2 months to put together. It's called The Art of Recalibration, and people can grab it at erickruger.com/2022.
Brilliant.
And that is my little plug for the
good for
manual.
You deserve it, and I think you should. This is our podcast. You can plug whatever you want. I'm going to plug a protein bar, because don't forget, I am a fitness influencer.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Well done. I know how much work these things take, and you also obviously got Dangerous, your book coming out soon. So yes, it takes a lot of work, you know, a lot of dedication, a lot of tenacity to write these things, and you live it, you know, you really do. Well done.
Yeah.
Congrats. I hope a lot of people read it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. What's happening for you?
Yeah, good. Egypt next week, going to go and do a keynote for YPO, finalizing my book. I've got to give it to the publisher this week. Did a new photo shoot. There's some new photos online. I know you've seen them. So
yeah, they look great.
Thank you very much.
They look great.
Thank you. So
are there any topless ones to like to go onto the fitness influencer page?
Yes, those are going to be secret and released in time. So there has to be a lot of photoshopping to be done to those topless ones still. So you know, some tightening, shifting, and adding some six packs. No, I'm kidding. You know, prepping for the year, getting ready. Getting ready to, you know, make the move to Dubai again, waiting for the borders to open. So, yeah, a lot of uncertainty, a lot up in the air at the moment, but also just getting on with the basics and making the best of it. So today we want to speak about our 100th episode. And I love the topic, because it's taken us, you know, how long? 2.5 years? So, I mean, yeah, really, like 52 weeks, right? So 52 weeks times 2 years, plus we had some breaks in the middle. So 2.5 years. This podcast has been number one for a while. Now it's bobbing around the 20s. So, yeah, it's done well for us. And it's really been a fun time spending time with you and hearing your ideas. And you also are such a great holder of space, you know, because you're such a great coach. You hold space for me to unpack my thinking as well. So I really appreciate that. And it's a quite a cathartic process doing the podcast as well, because you can think about things, offload things, and share things with the world. And let's not kid, it's been a wonderful marketing and sort of like indirectly became a marketing thing for us. We didn't really think it would be, but it has been. And lots of people spend 20, 30 minutes with us every week, which is just a wonderful privilege to have that.
Yeah, I echo everything that you just said. And It's crazy the journey that we went on with the podcast, because I don't think we had all that much expectation when we started with it. it was just kind of this cool thing that we can get together and talk and kind of see where we go with it. We made kind of a loose commitment to each other in a way that we said, you know, well, if one of us feel like it's we over it, then we'll can the podcast.
Yes, right?
Yeah. And here we are like 100 episodes later. So it's been very interesting to reflect on the process, on what has helped us to be consistent, because definitely if I look at my own content, out of everything, video, LinkedIn posts and updates and whatever, out of everything that I've done, the podcast has been the most consistent over the past 2 years.
That's true.
So I thought it's great for us to spend this episode talking about that consistency and talking about like what goes into the process of creating 100 episodes, what has helped us to be creative in the process, and what has helped us to make sure that an episode goes out every single week without fail, all the way through. Unless we took a very intentional break, there was no break in the podcast. We never missed a beat. So I thought we could unpack that a little bit and see where we go.
I love it. Yes. I think the journey and reflecting for us can also give our listeners some idea of the tenacity, the grit, the process of actually building towards something we had no idea what we were building towards. Just an intention, a commitment to want to create a container where we can share ideas has just had, it's created this momentum behind it without us really understanding what the momentum would be. You know what I mean? And I think that's the beautiful thing about this. We just made the commitment and we've allowed it to sort of evolve, and we've had a steady rise in our listeners since we began. I mean, that chart you shared on social media was just a constant steady chart, which is exactly the opposite of what Bitcoin is doing right now, which is there's no steadiness there now. It's a bloodbath out there, but that's a whole other topic that we can get to. Okay, so let's kick in and really, if you guys don't know about this, is that Eric, I hired him as my coach for a while, but I really didn't like just talking about myself for the hour. So I suggested to him, look, I think you're a great coach, but I actually want to have a conversation. I don't want to be coached. Like, I think we can coach each other to a certain extent. And then after a few of those, Eric suggested that we start recording them. And I was like, wow, okay, that's a good idea. And let's try recording them. And this is how the podcast was actually birthed. It was just two guys having a conversation. Mm. And we've actually kept that format for the last two and a half years. We've only had Mark Sham with us on once. And that was the only person we've ever had on. Other than that, we've done a couple interviews here and there. But really, we just wanted to have a conversation between friends. And most of the comments we get from people on social media is the banter between us is what's fun. We, you know, poke at each other. And, you know, like Eric's been bringing a book called How to Be Dangerous for the last 14 years. He's trying to be launching it, being totally undangerous by launching his book called How to Be Dangerous. So, I mean, there's all those fun things that happen while we're going along. But let's kick in.
So thank you for that.
Let me drop you there. Let me drop you on a low, and then it's like build us up now, Eric. Build us up.
Thank you for the tee up. I really appreciate that. So look, for anyone, you know, I think the amazing thing about the world we live in at the moment is that everyone is a creator. Everyone has all these amazing tools and all this amazing tech to help you create and build in the world. And it's a skill that's more and more important. And so for the creators out there, like, I think what we're going to discuss today is really important. And I really hope that it helps them to also be consistent in their creative process. Because this is something we deal with very, very intimately. So the very first thing that I think really helped us to be consistent in this podcast is accountability. The fact that we had each other, right? And that always when you are, like, when you're on your own, it's so easy to get into a space where you talk yourself out of doing something. Yeah. And it might be for many reasons. It might be because you're trying to be too perfect, or you're trying to, like, you worry about what people might say. But having the accountability from a partner means that you have to show up every week because they're going to show up every week. And so even if I don't feel like it, I need to change my energy. I need to do the research. There's an expectation that we want to co-create an incredible product, an incredible thing. And so I have to play my part in that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I love it, because I know actually when prepping for the podcast, I was thinking about that. And I was thinking, you know, the tenacity of doing it every week. And sometimes, boy, have I not felt like doing it. And there's a definite difference in my energy when I'm not feeling well. I'm just emotionally down. I'm just like, I'm going through my own stuff, and here I am trying to help people that I can't even help myself at that moment, you know? So diving in when you're not feeling like it, the accountability of the partner is a wonderful, I was actually call that tenacity that we had to show up even though when we didn't feel like it. But I think accountability is a much better way to describe it. And just recently I've been doing the 20-minute cold water swimming here in Cape Town, and because of accountability, we're all there at 6 o'clock because all the friends are like committed to be there. But trust me, you know, waking up at 5 o'clock and then having to go out in the dark to go and get into cold water is like, you can get out of it very quickly if you're just doing it by yourself. So yes, accountability, a wonderful start, and I agree with you.
Perfect. So number two, which I think kind of plays off what you just said, is that I think we've had a very fluid approach to the podcast. So fluid in terms of, there's been days where we were meant to record and one of us said, you know, I'm just not in the headspace. Can we do this tomorrow? And we would allow for that. You know, we would allow for, fine, like let your energy dip down. And then when you come out of it, let's do the recording session right then. But I think the biggest part of the fluidity has been around how we choose topics. So we've been working with an agency for a while now where they do the editing for us. And one of the things they do very generously and very graciously as they prepare this like prep sheet for us for the week ahead. And always on a Monday, complained. The question is...
I think one of us complained that we got that prep sheet. But I actually think it's now created a system for them to give prep sheets to the other people, because I think a prep sheet's necessary to keep that professionalism.
It is. But the funny thing is that every Monday there's a question, what is the topic for the week? And we go, we don't know. We'll tell you. And we record on the Wednesday. And so very often we decide on the topic the day before, sometimes the morning of. And there's been one or two sessions where like we sat down and we were like, what are we going to speak about? And we're like, well, we'll just figure it out. Like, let's just get going. Let's just talk and we'll see what emerges. But I think that fluidity has been great because it's allowed me at times when I feel heavily pumped and I'm in the zone and there's lots of ideas coming, I can bring those to the podcast. And then there's been times where like you're on a hot streak and there's so many ideas popping off and posts that you're making. And then we can be like, okay, well, we use John's ideas, but on the fly, right? Like it's not, we have a content schedule for weeks ahead of the time. There's a fluidity in how we approach the content.
Yeah, I love that. And I actually think once or twice we had a topic to talk about that we didn't speak about. Like we veered off topic totally and we went somewhere else. But I love that fluidity idea, and I think it's a great point. I think when you make a commitment to create something, you don't quite know what it is yet, right? So my book, Who Do We Become, that comes out in the next few weeks, or few months, should I say. But I think it's going to come out earlier than Dangerous. But anyway, that's another topic. But
but can I just preface this by saying it should have been out in December already?
Who? My book? Yeah, yes. But my publisher, he overpromised and underdelivered. So I had to find a new publisher.
So many delays.
Are you turning this around? Let's not go there. You can't win this one. Anyway, my new book, Future Memories, I have no idea what's going to go in it. I kind of know, but I've created the container. And now through the next year and a bit, I will start filling this container up. And I think what you and I did was intend a container to share our ideas with each other, with whoever's going to listen. And that fluidity is very much part of that, is that we're not absolutely clear. And I think as creators, that's the key, is that you need to get yourself into the state and then allow what comes up to come up. And that fluidity really is really what creativity is really birthed. You know, I listened to a podcast with James Clear and Mark Manson, you know, two of the best-selling authors in modern times. And both of them said that when you prep too much, you kill creativity. And it is true, because you can't bring out massive levels of creativity when you are so linear in your process of preparation and have to get it right, Excel spreadsheets, create calendars of what we're speaking about over the next 6 years or 3 months or whatever. And so I think that fluidity is a big part of creativity, and it gives you the opportunity to not go for perfection, but better. Not to go for absolute outcomes, but to allow what bubbles up, to allow to bubble up and have fun with it. You know what I mean? I think that's been a great experience of mine, and something I practice in many other aspects of my life, but the podcast definitely.
And I think what's been very fortunate for us, specifically in our case, is that we are both, in our own rights, we are both content creators. So even outside of the podcast, you are continuously creating content. I'm continuously creating content. We are always researching, looking for stories, for ideas, for our keynotes. And so naturally, because we're busy with all that exploration, we get to bring that into the podcast and kind of let it simmer in the podcast and talk about it and get different angles and perspectives on it. So in a way, it comes back to the accountability thing as well, that when you have two minds, it becomes so much easier because one of you will have an idea at least, yes, hopefully. Even though there's been times when that hasn't been.
Yes, that's true. That's true as well. But yes, okay, I love that. Fluidity and container being second, huh? Okay.
Yeah, so number three is prioritization. I think from the start, we've been really good at making the podcast a priority in our calendars because our calendars get quite hectic and manic. But since the start, we blocked out. We decided we're going to record every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And that's been a recurring event in our calendars for the entire year. So this means that the podcast is in booked in for a month before a keynote, before a briefing, before a workshop. The keynote is all, the podcast is already there. And I really think that's been a huge thing. You know, like we've very rarely missed a session. We've moved them around at times because you've been traveling or I've been traveling or you're doing a keynote or I'm doing a keynote. But mostly we've hit that target almost every time. And I think it's because we took it seriously enough to put it into our calendar, to have the intention around it, and to make sure that it comes up week after week, month after month, and it's there first. Thoughts?
I agree. I also think that it's given us the space to unpack. And I think that's also given this prioritization for us to unpack our thinking. I've definitely started to make less videos because of the podcast, because I get to share my ideas on the podcast. I don't have to download them onto a video, right? And I think that's a key point here. I also think that this idea that being committed to something gives me something to look forward to as well. I look forward to it. It's a time that I can spend with my friend, that I can just, like, you know, banter about things that are cool and topical, and I learn every time I come away from that. So yes, I think the prioritization is key. And there's one other point that I'm forgetting, but I'll come back to it as soon as I remember. The prioritization also gives us something else. I can't remember what it is. Okay, but I'll come back to that.
Well, I think it's a very good point that it gives you something to look forward to. It also creates a bit of pressure knowing that sometime next week you have to show up again. And, you know, is that it?
No, I got it. No, marketing. I think what also happened to us is we didn't realize how much of a marketing tool this would be. And that also became a commitment level. It was like, oh shit, this is actually, like, lots of people are listening to this. So, okay, let's actually make it even more serious. Even though we were enjoying it already, now there's a business angle to it. And now there's, like, okay, I can look forward to spending time with my friend. I can unpack some of my ideas. I can share them with the world. And our clients are listening to it. And just our friends are listening to it. And surprised at who's listening to it. Like, people come up to me on the promenade. They're like, yo, I love
that's
that episode.
That's been the biggest thing.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I had no idea you were listening to it, you know? And some good friends of mine, they're like, oh, I really liked what you said about that. Or, you know, I thought Eric was great with that. And so, I think that also, that pull marketing process has added even more prioritization to it, you know? So that's been really great.
Very good point. Because that's something we never really expected. Like,
was the intention.
Birth for the podcast. Mm. Yeah. Mm. But you're right. So having this in your calendar, like, it there's something to look forward to. There's a bit of pressure, but you also know that, like, it's scheduled in. I think when we just started the podcast, we were kind of like, when can you record?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I do this?
Yeah.
Can I do that? And then we were like, no, this doesn't work. We need to really commit to the process. Yeah. And so then we put that place. All right. The next one is, I think what really helped us is that we both had audiences that we brought to the podcast. Mm. So, you know, it's tough. Like, when you're a creator starting from zero, it's very, very difficult because no one is listening. No one is watching your videos. Like, you launch something and there's just a few views, you know? And I guess it kind of comes back to the partnering process. But this is one of the hardest things, is starting to build your audience. And how do you do that, you know? So I think we were fortunate that from the start, we both brought an audience to the podcast. Because of that, we were able to rank number one very early on when the podcast just launched. But podcasting inherently is a very difficult mechanism to master, or a medium to master, because it has very poor discoverability. So if you are a creator thinking about releasing a podcast, I definitely think you need an audience first. You know, like, it's so difficult for people to discover a new podcast unless it is spread through the community. I think at the moment we have more than 110 ratings and reviews, maybe even closer to 120. One big goal for us, by the way, is to get to 200 for the year. So if you're listening to this and you love the podcast and you want to show some love for the 100th episode, please leave us a rating or review on iTunes. But it's very difficult to find a new podcast unless you've heard about it through word of mouth, or that's actually it, if I'm honest. Like, that's actually how I discover most of my podcasts. So I listen to a podcast, someone mentions another podcast, I go and search for that podcast, and then I subscribe. I very rarely, on my newsfeed, find a new podcast and then go and subscribe to it.
Never. I've never done that, actually. You know, it's always through a recommendation or somebody that I've seen somewhere else that sounded interesting, then look for an interview with them and then figure out that the person interviewing them actually does great interviews. So I think it was Harbinger. What's his name? Jordan Harbinger. That's how I found him. I thought he's a great interviewer, and I kind of like started listening to his stuff. Not all of his stuff. Some of his stuff's crap, but he really does prepare well, and he's very clear in how he interviews, and I really like that. So yes, I think that has really added to it, because we have our audiences, and again, this has also brought new people that are listening and evolving, and I think it's really important that we all become creators. You know, I've been saying this for many years. I think it's important
for sure.
We're all creators, and we must all take a piece of the pie in the metaverse and in this new internet-based reality. And so that's a great point, and I like it. I've got one point that I want to add in here. Is that we are always looking to evolve. And, you know, if you watch Mr. Beast, his first few videos, and you watch any interviews with him, he was continuously trying to learn what was going on out there, watching YouTube videos and then seeing which ones were doing better, which ones were doing worse. And he was constantly evolving these things. And you and I are all constantly having a discussion of what else can we do. Sometimes we get it right, sometimes we don't. We wanted some guests on for once in a while last year. We never got it right. Everybody's calendars were quite busy. And then we try to build eventing and trying to get these events. We had one, and then COVID happened, and then we want to set up, like, you know, like, we've tried, you know, there's been a lot of things.
Patreon,
and then we tried Patreon, yeah, and then
like the,
yeah, then Patreon was weird podcast. I didn't feel like anybody needed to pay for it when I had to use my mom's credit card to pay so we could get the process going, so because somebody else's credit card could pay for it. And I thought to myself, what am I doing here? I don't need to do that, you know. So we're evolving, we're always trying, we're always checking, we're always listening, and we're always continuously sharing different sort of processes and podcasts, or like, yes, I really like what this person did here, let's try this or let's try that. And also, we've hired this company, you know, we've put money towards something that doesn't make us money directly. It's a indirect money making process, hopefully, if we're adding value. So I think evolving the process continuously in the process is also really important, and I think that's something we need to mention.
Yeah, and you know, creating the container is such an important part of it, because once the container is there and you're committed to the container, like, you also start seeing the areas where you can evolve, and you start seeing the things in your environment that could contribute to it. You know, like, if it wasn't for the podcast, then obviously we wouldn't pick up on small changes that are being made to podcasting platforms. We wouldn't pick up on, like, oh, look how these guys are doing, maybe we can do it like this as well. Like, the container is so important. And then once you're intentional and deliberate about that, you start seeing all those ways that you can evolve and become something more.
Exactly. And then also, let's not forget that we were in the top 1.5% of podcasts in the world. And we all got very happy. But really, what did we realize eventually is that it's just consistency that puts you up. Like, what was the stat? Like, 80% of podcasts don't go past like 10 episodes or something. That was some ridiculous stat. Like,
yeah, that, right? It was even more than that, I think. Yeah.
And so, you know, we thought, oh my God, we're famous. We're in the 1.5% of podcasts, but actually it's just tenacity. It's like, okay, these guys have been popping out podcasts. Maybe nobody's listening, but they're popping them out. So we're going to, you know, it's ranked us into the 1.5% of podcasts up there. So well done to us for that. But also for the fact that, you know, we've been doing it consistently like that. So that's also good to remember.
I saw a stat the other day that said, for the very first time, the amount of podcasts that Spotify has now overtaken the amount of listeners. So there's literally too many podcasts out there. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, somebody was joking, a friend of mine in America, it's like, everybody's got now a podcast. It's like, everybody's got a podcast, something to share. But
it's it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But the problem is, like, people don't get listens because it's so difficult to create the audience around it. And so go create the audience in places where it's much easier, like Facebook or TikTok, and then bring your audience to a podcast, because I still think as a relationship building tool, that's one of the best ones for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. With us and the audience. Yeah. Not with each other. Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't like you that much now. I mean, I liked you much better than 2 years ago.
A little bit less every single time we do this podcast.
It's diminishing returns. Diminishing returns. Just kidding.
So the very last one, which is an apt one to end up with, is that I think why we've gotten this far is because we've really enjoyed the process.
Yes.
That it is, it's never really felt like work, you know. Even when there's been prep to do, it's always been enjoyable to get on, to have a laugh, to give each other some stick, to... Like always, and as well, like part of the podcast is that we catch up before. You know, we during the week we text each other and we like in contact. But really, this is like our catch up session for the week as well. Like, what are you up to? What's been happening in your life? And I really enjoy that. Like, it's almost like a little mini mentoring session often before we get going with the podcast, you know? So that's always great. And then we get onto the podcast and we just have fun and like see where the conversation goes. So doing something that you really enjoy just makes it so much easier to stay consistent.
Absolutely. Well said. And I think that is exactly it. I think we would have stopped a long time ago if it wasn't fun. And so well done to you for giving me the space and for listening so well. And I appreciate that as a partner in the podcast. And so congratulations with putting up with my shit for the last 2 years. And may it long continue.
Yeah. Thank you. Listen, it's only been a pleasure. I've learned so much. Not only from what you share on the podcast, but also like as my indirect mentor for keynoting. Thank you very much for that. And of course, very, very important, thank you to everyone who has listened to this podcast. Whether you've listened for one episode or all 100, thank you. It's been great to share this journey with you. We look forward to spending more time with you as we carry on. Who knows where the journey takes us from here. But if you enjoy this episode, the 100th episode, leave us a rating and a review.
Are you doing the closing?
As you can see.
Are you doing the closing? Well, what's going on?
Well, not yet. Not yet. I'm just trying to say we have a goal for 2022, which is to get 200 ratings and reviews on the podcast. So if you want to help us towards that, we would really, we'd appreciate you. We love you. And thank you for being part of this journey with
us. Thanks to all the listeners. Wonderful to have you all out there. I mean, I've got friends in Malaysia that listen to us. I've got friends that listen to us when they're walking up the mountain. I've got people that listen to us that are driving to work or whatever the case may be. So I really appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. Please, you know, reach out on social media. Tell us what you'd like us to talk about. Tell us how you'd like to evolve. Like, what would you like to add more value to the podcast and to your experience with us? And so thank you to everybody for tuning in to the Expansive Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or with a team, with your team. The more people we can get on board to join the Expansive community, the better. We would really appreciate it if you give us a review, but already Eric has said this, on iTunes and Spotify. It'll help us reach our 200 view mark goal. And you can also follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, and whatever platform you use to listen to your favorite podcast. Please share your feedback on the show with us. We'd love to hear more. And a quick reminder that you can book both Eric and I to speak at your event individually or as a team, and we look forward to seeing you real soon. Until next time, ciao.